Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicole Smith Jackson, your power mentor, and we are going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, listen, we're here Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen on a smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/success with Nicola. If you need to go back and listen to the past episodes, especially this series, you know, how to work with network marketing, I want you to go to successwithnicola.com, click on the Power Start call, and you can listen to the playbacks there. You know, a lot of times we need to click or hit repeat or rewind. We listened to something, but we didn't hear it. And I need you guys to know that this series, as God is preparing us to do something big, it's free enterprise. Forget about all what you've heard, the negative programming, what you've heard about network marketing. By now, Power Start Your Day. If you're brand new, welcome. But if you've been listening, you realize that this is much bigger. Network marketing is much bigger than just making money and getting for your business and in your team. It's about creating long-lasting legacy, something that every family wants, but many people don't know how to get it. And we found a way. Is different than what you've heard probably from all your parents, grandparents, on how it is you're going to make it through life, how it is you're going to live the life that you deserve, the life that God called you to. It's different. But in this season, network marketing is so needed where people are able to call their own shots, because there's a season right now where people who are in certain positions in the world, in the countries, what have you, that the priority may not be you and your family, but your priority must always be you and your family. Our scripture is going to be coming out of the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 16. You need to go and turn to it as we are rolling through. We're almost going to be wrapping this up. And hopefully you have decided to, that you, you know, want to win big. It's not for you. You need more than enough for you, your family, your church, your community. You need more than enough. You got to say, I'm tired of scrapping. I'm tired of struggling. I'm tired of wondering where is the next dollar coming from. So that now you can say, I got to start planning how I'm going to do bigger and better for myself and my family. I don't want to look at my kids' face and not be able to do some of the basics that they deserve. I want to stop and say, tipping the basket, because you're not sure. Your lifestyle right now don't have you enough faith where you know that you'll have more than enough, that God is your Jehovah Jireh. You want to get to a place, so you got to start planning it. So God can give you the desires of your heart. And then now you got to work that plan every day. Create your daily method of operation, because you are in a business. If you want it to pay you like a hobby, then treat it like one. If you want to operate as a business owner, a successful business owner, you got to treat it like a business. And so now on today, we're talking about, it's all about team. Most people think building a team is only the people that are related to your check, meaning a downline. Wrong. We talk about this all the time, because if network marketing is all about people, you want to always have 360 degrees of relationships. So let's go to the Lord today and say, work on us, oh Lord, because at our jobs, we may not think relationships are important, but in business, it's all about relationships. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today, this day you've made. No one can claim that. That's why we must always have joy. And we're glad that we're here, another day in the land of the living. Father God, as you illuminate us on today, let your Holy Spirit reign fully. Take over. As your servant decrease, you can increase. Have your way like never before. As your sons and your daughters, as they are preparing their hearts and their minds to hear what you have to say concerning business, so they can go out and do great exploits in your name. They can dominate the marketplace with the right message, the right movement, the right mindset, and lead your people into massive, massive success. Okay, Lord, let's eliminate the fears of doing things big amongst your people. They have been told to do things small for so long, but how can such a big God only want small things for his most precious commodity? As we are coming into the fullness of truth, that you will give us the desires of our heart, and we must desire bigger and better in order to have it. We're thankful, Father God, that your people are moving forward, being of good courage, persistency, and perseverance to finish the assignments you've called us to do. We're thankful that we're leaving huge legacies, not only for our families, but other families, so that there can be massive change, and we are bringing that kingdom come. And your will be done here on earth as it already is being done. And we thank you, Lord. We honor you. We love you with all of our heart. We'll show you by keeping your commandments and going forward in a big way. We want to seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Okay, believe it or not, I didn't plan to do that. I think you said we need a little bit of music going on here. Let's get to it, family. I need you to come in the queue, because as we go on and we start reading Ephesians 4 and 16, we have to know that we have to build a team. Teams is what it's all about. We did a team call with our team in our company that I'm with, and I was just so proud to be connected to such royalty in this industry. We were talking about how to win big in network marketing. It was a consistent theme that it's all about people. And it makes all the difference when you get this. And so you got to think about, when we start looking at Ephesians 4 and 16, where it says, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, contribution, according to the effective working and by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. I got to read that one more time, because a lot of people spectate, don't participate in team, and they think that maybe their team is only, their contribution only goes as far as down because they're looking for those checks to come up. But it says from the whole body. Do you know that you are a part of not only your team, not only your company, but a whole industry? From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies. I don't care what your title is. I don't care if you're new. I don't care if you're seasoned. Everyone has a importance. Everyone has a vitality to this. According to the effective working by which every part does its share. When everybody do their part, it causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. I want you to ask yourself these three questions. Am I just in a company? Am I on a team? You guys know I was trained. There's levels to everything. Levels to everything. We're talking about winning big. And I want you to go from, I just enrolled into a company. And they said you can make money. I want to make some money. I find people that's the main reason they join. They have the biggest struggles making money. Then I'm on a team. I done created a silo. I done created a clique. It's me and my crew, me and my homies. Maybe you've never led. You know, some people have come into network marketing and all their life, they've never been in a place of being in charge. So finally, they get some power being in charge. And they abuse the power and they feel like it's all about me, mine. Yours have nothing to do with me and mine. You find that, and then they played like they were playing team up until they get to a certain place, and then it's, no, it's about me and mine. Well, am I playing team? Am I making sure that I do my part in contribution so that not only my team, but the company, but even the industry would be considered effective? You want to make it big in network marketing? I did share with you guys on me being able to, you know, being invited several times to speak in different places. And now it just keeps going from level to level to level with me going to GoPro. And let me tell you something. These are for people that make contribution to the industry. When they said that one of the prerequisites, they got to see industry. What does the industry say about you? Makes a difference outside of you being a seven-figure earner. Results. I need you guys to hear that you, I, we, it must always be a we, have to do our part for the effective growth. It may start in the beginning with your team, but then your company. Some people, you need to know your upline is not just only for what they can deposit into you. It's also what can you contribute to the entire team. Then now you make a contribution to your entire company. And then if you continue to play team, you'll be recognized in the industry. Now, here at Power Start Your Day, we kind of try to remove things that's going to jack you up in the process of you having massive success. But, you know, there's some people too cool for school. They think that a check or money automatically qualifies them for every level of leadership, and it doesn't. And so when we start talking about that, let's think about, how am I going to play team? Number one, attendance. Is it important to you to contribute with attendance and even having more attendance with your team, prospects, things like that, to grow your business, your company. Is that important? It should be. Attendance is very, very big in playing team. It's something that must be duplicated. It's something that, just like you say, whatever your TMO is, the message of attendance, showing up, should be. I know people say, oh no, things have changed. This is all about working from home. This is all about doing your own thing. But you want big things to happen. I need you to ask yourself this one question. What if I took on that attitude as a top leader, that attendance didn't matter? Oh, you only attend when you get to the top, so your name is in lights? No, that's how you get to and stay at the top. Attendance, your contribution of attendance, showing up, helping your attendance to whether it's your calls or events or your meetings, your company's main event. Those are important. It's like it's a checkoff, like, yeah, going, maybe, no. If you're trying to make it big, you need to make sure that your attendance is up to par. That's a major contribution. Accountability. There may be times where you don't or you can't make it, or there's things that's happening. But with accountability, do you understand the power of team? That if you're not there, there should still be representation from your team. And accountability lets your team know, listen, I got this extra, but you guys hold it down, put another ambassador in charge, hold it down, but the accountability must be there, because everyone needs to act like they belong to a team. And then contribution. When you have attendance, you have accountability, you're bringing the team together, everyone is actually working the plan, then you will be able to contribute to the numbers of your business, your team. Things may happen, and you may be able to contribute to one of your team members to keep the oil, keep the machine oiled. Leaders must always be in a position of contribution, and you are a leader. I don't want you to ever get it twisted to think that you're in a position in network marketing as a business owner. Business owners just think different, act different. That somebody owe you something. It should always be coming from a place of contribution. You're going to receive by default, because that's the way that God created the laws of the land, that whatever it is that you're sowing, shall you also reap. You will reap. But if your mind is always on the reaping, that you think that sowing has nothing to do with it, it's sowing first and then reap. I need you guys to understand and ask yourself, you got to write it down. You know what you've been doing. You know where you at. Am I just in a company? Am I on a team? I'm a squad. What are you doing? On my playing team. Good morning. Good morning. 478 last 42157. We're talking about doing network marketing big. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Nicole. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning, King. What's up?
My goodness. I am so overjoyed. I am so thankful. I am so blessed. We're talking about a team and you know, the body being fully joined together. I've always wanted to be a part of something that was bigger than me, something that I could, you know, contribute to. And I have finally found that thing in the Momentum Society and what you have going on. I am so thankful. There's you know, we often hear about, you know, so-and-so is a self-made millionaire, so-and-so is a self-made millionaire. There is no such thing. Mm-hmm. Every person that is a millionaire has a team. You may not see the team, but they have a team. And so I am here to do my part for the team. Thank you, Dr. Nicola.
Thank you, King. And listen, you're so right. I always say I'm God-made. I am God-made. And at the end of the day, you're so exactly right. All of the team may not be forefront at the same time. And sometimes no time. But they need to even find a blessing even in that level of participation of team. That's where people start getting all tripped up. 404 last 40696. What are we doing this morning? Good morning. Good morning. 201 last 43240. Good morning.
Great morning, Nicola. It's Dana in Jersey. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Queen. What's up this morning? We know you.
Oh my goodness.
What you got to share?
Nicola, I just, you know, as you were sharing this word this morning, I'm standing here in the middle of the floor like this is so on purpose, right? I think just the word out of Ephesians is such an important part of consciousness that everything, just as the King before me said, is about teamwork. Even
that's
from
right.
your household, it's teamwork, right? And I think sometimes when we come into an opportunity of network marketing, no matter what the background is, some of us may have played a team sport as a kid, or, you know, we may have a team in whatever our previous role is or current role is on the JOB. And in some ways, you still feel like you're solo. You still feel like you can do things on your own. This is such great mind conditioning. That's why I said it's an important part of consciousness. You got to be consciously aware. I had to get into consciousness. It didn't matter when I didn't have my own team in the company that I'm with. I served on other people's teams. I didn't have anyone partnered with me, and I went and did PBRs with their team. It didn't matter that I wasn't the leader. I said, I want to know what they do because I want to be with those people because they're going up and that's where I want to go. It didn't matter that in my corporate career I was a leader. Today I needed to be a follower and be in the right position on that team.
My
I wanted God. To be the one that when it was time for the baton to be passed, I was not only prepared, but I was worthy of that baton being passed to me. Some people want to be the chief before they even play Indian. You cannot be all things at all times. There's a time and a place for everything. There's a time and a place for growth. You've got to know when that is. This is a important consciousness. Even in my household, I have to know when to play team. It doesn't matter that I'm a red on the outside. In my household, sometimes I can't be red.
That's
it's
right.
Important to know these things. Man, Nicola, this word hit me so like bam in the face this morning as we're going through our own team consciousness where we're getting everybody involved from every aspect. I understand you want to be the leader, but guess what? There's some things you got to follow first. There's a system that's in place that you got to get in alignment with. And sometimes you've never been in alignment, so you don't know what that means to be in alignment. Be a student while you can be a student. So when it's time for you to become that next level of mastery, you can say, I did it well as a student. Dr. Nicola Smith Jackson, you are the bombdiggity.com. I love you so much. Thank you for your work every single day.
Girl, you know I love me some you. Let me tell you something. Powerful. I told you you need to go back and listen to this because we let the Spirit of the Living God take over. 513-7778. I love that number. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Janessa Burrell out of Phoenix, Arizona.
Bless you.
I think it's just thank you. I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's a coincidence that I came behind that young lady that just spoke. I couldn't have said it better myself. I know the season that I'm in now, and I'm more comfortable in it because I know that it's just grooming me, you know, to become the leader that I know that I am. And, even moving to Phoenix, you know, my upline is all the way in Atlanta, and I had met the Phoenix team before I had even seen her, you know, met her face-to-face, and she had connected me with the team out there. And I know for a little while, you know, I just kept showing up. I showed up, and I could see the people's faces, and they're looking at me like, whose team is she on? Like, where did she even come from? You know, I could tell. They didn't even know why I was there, really, and I just kept coming. And now they've become like family to me, you know, just to show up and just to rub elbows with such, you know, powerhouses and just to learn from them. I'm so humbled. And, you know, I just know that this season is just preparing me for greater things. And, you know, I came across someone that I had exposed yesterday, and they were already a customer. I don't know who they're, you know, signed them up, but, you know, they weren't really happy about it. They thought that, you know, maybe it wasn't working, and I asked them, you know, how long they've been with the program. But, you know, I was able to, you know, kind of help them and give them a nudge and say, hey, stick with it. Here's the corporate number. And it didn't really matter to me who signed them up. It's just like, hey, we're all a part of the same team. You're an FES right. customer. That makes you my customer. So I'm going to make sure that you're retained and that, you know, we're upholding, you know, good customer service all around. So, you know, I just that's just my prayer that I can continue to do my part and not falter in that area until it's my turn to take my space at the top. So thank you.
Do you know how powerful that is, what you just said? I literally can treat all people good. It don't matter. Your team, even the company. I have friends that are in multiple different, like they're in different companies. They have nothing. We don't make any money off each other, but the relationships are getting so strong. I'm cheering them on. I'm letting them know you need to get from the same thing I would say to my own leaders. If you've been sitting there too long, what are you doing? What can I do to help you? Hey, listen, this is the strategy. This thing, map you out to where you need to go. You guys have to understand we have to get out of the scarcity mentality if you're going to do something big. Scarcity and big don't go together. They don't. When people looking at people like, oh, who was that? And then you find out it's part of your dialogue. Like, oh, hey, how are you? They contribute to somebody else's money. Well, you need to call your upline. Play team. Now, there's some people that have ulterior motives, and they try to abuse that deal right there. We ain't talking about you. We're talking about people with pure heart, clean hands. We're talking about people playing teams. We're talking about uplifting not only ourselves, our own team, our company, but the industry. All types of other industries have standards. And typically they have governing bodies that make sure that those standards are in place. But in free enterprise, we create our own cultures and our teams, our companies. And only if you're doing something that breaks the law do like maybe FTC come in. But there needs to be code of ethics. There need to be standards. There need to be mindsets that have to be drilled in, driven throughout the organizations where people are creating atmospheres for other people to grow. Real talk. Are you playing team? You think it's okay for you not to show up to calls? You think it's okay for you to enroll people and you are clueless as to what it is they need to do for them to be successful? You think it's okay for you to not show up to major team events and you call yourself part of the team, you think it's okay not to be at your company's convention? And if something go down, you need the team to be there for you. Don't work like that. Everybody must contribute and do their part. I love you guys. God bless you, play team. Hopefully you've been keeping your tally on things that you've never done before. Do something you never did before. For some of you all, it's just being 100% genuine. Try that today. I love you. God bless you.